Hello, William.
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Roundup lawsuit. I saw that you filled
Okay.
out an inquiry online.
Yes.
Okay, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, please. Let me turn on my speaker just a sec.
Okay, no worries. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alrighty, is this, can you hear me?
Yes.
Alrighty. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But I made it through. I'm thankful. It was a grade three, and the chemo knocked my immune system out at one point, and I went to the hospital. But I made it. They got my immune system back, and I made it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear you're still with us. Do you happen to know by chance the subtype?
Subtype. Oh no, is a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a large B cell.
Large B cell, okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Not quite yet. I think that technically I'm not ready. I'm not yet there.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. Alrighty. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And do you remember approximately when you were diagnosed, the month and year?
I believe it was February of 2014.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. And do you remember the home address of where you used it?
Is let's see, it's been a while since I lived there. Let's see if I can remember. It was on that's something I didn't even think about. It's been a little while since I've been there. I mean, I've even visited there because my daughter's still there.
Okay, but do you know the street name?
Yeah, I do. Let's see.
Okay.
It's Granada.
Granada. And what city is this in?
It's in, La Mirada.
California?
Yes.
Okay. Is it South Coronado Street? Or North Coronado?
We didn't call it that, but it might have been. I don't remember.
Okay. I could just put La Mirada, California?
Yes. That's what we always did on our mailing address.
Okay.
And I continued spraying for a while, even. And we were separate for a while, but I continued to work on it. And then,
okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
I don't remember anybody else spraying it.
Okay, no worries. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Let's see, I was, I believe I was, let's see, I just take a second to click in. Sorry, I worked hard all day, so now I'm forgetting.
No worries.
It was, I think I was 60, 61.
Okay, and how many years did you spray Roundup for?
About 5.
5 years?
Yeah.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Yeah, when I was doing that. Otherwise, no, I haven't done it that many.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past and present medical history. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Okay.
The chemotherapy did knock out my immune system, but it came back after a few.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that it's back. Did you ever have an organ transplant, hepatitis B or C?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Epstein-Barr or lupus or arthritis?
That's debatable. It's never figured out what it was considered, but no, I can't say I did.
Any diabetes?
Yes, I do have diabetes.
Okay. So sorry to hear that. Did you have any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. And then I just want to confirm your diagnosis is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
You know, my brother a few years ago had a little trouble with prostate.
Okay. But your diagnosis, I just want to confirm, is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And your name, William, is spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Pearson, spelled P-E-A-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
No, I don't.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No, I'm not. I'm divorced.
Okay. And then can I get your full social, please?
461-025-994.
Okay. Thank you so much. And can I get your date of birth?
March 5th, 1953.
Thank you so much. And then can I get your height and weight?
It's about 5'10". Right now I'm about 175.
Okay. And then for your email, I have billpearson1953@gmail.com.
Yes.
And for your phone number? All lowercase. And then for your phone number, I have 562-538-7393.
Yes.
And then is this your cell number or your home number?
It's both. That's the only one I have right now.
Okay.
Except for my work phone number.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Oh, I've heard it for several years. They're talking on commercials. That's the first time I heard of it. So,
okay. And if you had to estimate the date of when you realized that connection?
Oh, I kind of wondered for a while, but I didn't seem to have any symptoms. I think it was 2013 when I really felt like it might be happening.
And what month was that? Do you remember if you had to estimate a month?
I could estimate a month. It'd be like February or March. I think February. It's been a while.
Okay, so roughly around February 1st?
January. Yeah, somewhere around that. Okay. Yes.
And then how many times a year did you spray Roundup, if you had to estimate a number?
About 12 times.
12 times? Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least a full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, longer than that.
Okay. And then approximately when did you start spraying Roundup, if you had to estimate a month and a year?
About 1995.
If you had to estimate the month, what would you estimate?
I'm thinking January.
January, okay. And when did you stop spraying Roundup?
About 2020.
Okay.
We were separated, and I didn't wind up living there full time, but I came out and mowed the lawn and did things, and I was trying to get the grass, the weeds.
Okay, and
better.
If you had to estimate the month that you stopped spraying in 2020?
I would say, I'm thinking February.
February? Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then when you did apply the Roundup, was it at home or?
It was at home.
Okay. And how big, what areas did you apply it to? Was it like front and backyard, sides of the yard?
It was mostly the backyard. I did a little spraying up front too.
Okay.
It was pretty bad. When I started, the whole backyard was weeds.
Okay, and then I just want to confirm the state you used the product in was California?
Yes.
And then your exposure, was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay, and how were you first exposed to it? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly, I tried to stay. I mean, I had to concentrate with a small sprayer, and I thought I was doing pretty good, but I guess not.
Okay, and that was directly at home landscaping?
Yes.
Okay, and did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it all the time?
All the time. I was the only one.
If you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life? If you had to guess the number.
It'd probably be like 110, 120.
Okay, 110 times. And do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
No, I don't.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, yes or no?
Not steadily. There could have been I lived in the country at one time in Texas, but it would have just been a plain happening to spread some, but I couldn't even say whether I was exposed. But.
Okay, so we could put no for that. And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrate for weeds that sold by the guy that sold it to me.
And do you remember the store where you purchased the Roundup?
It was a place called Builder's Square.
Builder's Square?
It no longer exists in Southern California, I don't think. I think that one went away. That place went away.
Okay. And then do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases, yes or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently, yes or no?
No.
Okay. If you ever find anything, the attorneys ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it, just because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And then have you ever smoked? Yes or no?
No, I haven't, because my mother smoked and it wasn't very appealing to me.
Okay. And are you currently employed? Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to retire sometime soon.
Okay. And what is your job title at this employer?
A water production operator.
Water production operator?
Yes.
And what is the name of the company that you work for?
It's the city of Garden Grove, California.
Oh, so you work for the city?
Yes, it's the water department is part of the city. I work for the water department under the city.
And then is there an address to where you work or no?
There's a yard address. Do you want me to get that out for you?
Yeah, please, if you can.
Yes, it should be right here.
And then in the meantime, I do want to ask you, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your NHL?
I did. I continued to work, but I had to miss some, and it was kind of hard to go into work.
Do you remember the days that you missed?
No, I didn't miss a lot. Okay. I kept on coming. I didn't always feel it.
So you just missed a few days here and there?
Yes.
And do you remember what year that was?
2014, going to 2015, I believe.
Okay. And then were you able to pull up that address?
I'm looking for it now. Let's see. It's 11222 Acacia Parkway is our uptown address. Where I work is out of their yard, and I'm looking for that.
Is that in Irvine or in Newport Beach or Garden Grove?
Garden Grove.
So you said 1122 Acacia Parkway?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Alrighty.
That's worse.
All right, so I have 1122 Acacia Parkway in Garden Grove, California.
3-2.
11-3-2?
11-2-2-2.
Okay, 11-2-2-2.
Yes.
Okay, so I have 11-2-2-2 Acacia Parkway in Garden Grove, California. Zip code 92840.
You know, I don't have it on this card. I wished I did.
Does that address sound correct?
It sounds correct.
Okay, and then have you ever been in the military?
No, I haven't. They just didn't call me in, so I didn't wind up going.
Okay, the next four questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No.
Okay, have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I have done that. I mean, it wasn't long-term, but except for the, I had a little bit. No, I didn't really. Nope, I didn't. I didn't use it.
Okay, and what was the claim for?
I've had short-term ones. You know, like where I got exposed recently to some, and it's strange. It was just a creeping fig wig I cut down, and I had kind of an allergic reaction, but they said it wasn't sprayed or anything, so.
Okay, William, is that a workers' compensation claim or a disability claim?
That was a workman's compensation.
And what was the year that you filed that claim?
That was this year, and as soon as I was only off a few days.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy? Yes or no?
No, I haven't.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then can I get your doctor's first and last name that diagnosed you?
That was Omkar Marathi. Medical unit, they hired the biggest cancer treatment center in the area.
Okay, can you spell his first name and last name for me?
Omkar Marathi, I think. It's hard to remember the exact spelling
of
that.
Okay, no worries. I was able to find it. And was this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay, and where...
Another doctor was hired to be a pathology of a tumor that was taken out so he could find out exactly what it was, and that center hired him to do that, and then he worked with Dr. Marathi to come up with his diagnosis.
And what was the facility where you received treatment? Do you remember the name of the hospital or the clinic?
Center of Hope and Innovation. A Cancer Center of Hope and Innovation, as I remember.
Is that in Inglewood?
I know it was in Long Beach.
Let's see.
And Dr. Marathi still works there. It was off of South Street. It was on South Street, close to Downey.
Is it 3300 East South Street, Suite 304 in Long Beach, California, zip code 90805?
Sounds right.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. And that's where you were treated and diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
He's one of the best doctors in the country, best under 40, 40 doctors under 40 in the country.
Oh, that's cool.
He was a very good doctor. I was so happy to have him.
All right, I'm just writing this down. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. So me and the family are pretty... scared, but it came out okay, thank God.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that. And the phone number that I have for your doctor is 562-232-0550.
It sounds right, but I could look on the internet and try and find it, but I forgot. It's been a while, so I don't remember exactly.
This is the phone number that I have for the doctor on Google.
Yeah, it would be right if it's him. He's the only doctor with that name around.
Okay. And then do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type, or do you have proof of that?
I don't have it. They would have it there. And
okay,
my
but there
doctor,
is proof?
My present doctor may have it.
But there is proof that there was that diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. My regular doctor
is Dr. Kong now. It used to be... back then it was Dr. I'm so terrible on names.
It's okay. No worries. We don't need it right now. William, what was the date that you were treated?
It was started around 2014, around February.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Any stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
It was strong chemotherapy and radiation as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, I almost died one time. They had me in the hospital when my immune system got knocked out by the chemotherapy. But, you know, it tries your faith, let me say that. And I was hoping I could be there for my family in the future, and it did work out that I was able to continue to be there for them.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us.
Well, thank you.
Alrighty. And then, okay, you said for treatment you did chemotherapy and radiation. Anything else regarding treatment? Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
It's right. I live in Artesia now, and it's 11611 Artesia Boulevard, Artesia, California.
Okay, so I have 11611 Artesia Boulevard, located in Artesia, Los Angeles County, California, zip code 90701.
Yes.
And is there an apartment number?
No, it's a two-bedroom house.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
She doesn't live with me. She lives in Bellflower. And,
okay. Do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
It's my oldest daughter. Her number is 562-441-6139.
Okay, and then what's her first and last name?
Alicia Davis.
Can you spell Alicia for me, please?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
And you said last name Davis, spelled D-A-V-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to review the information with you really quickly. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma at approximately February 1st, 2014?
Yes. And what was I even thinking to tell you? I forgot already. Sorry about that. I just kind of tired from what I did today.
Okay. Is that correct, though?
Yes.
And then you sprayed at home, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, but the home address that you sprayed it is in La Mirada, California?
Yes. My youngest daughter still lives there.
Okay.
Her monthly rents her room, gives her free rent on the room.
Okay, And then you sprayed Roundup for about 5 years, correct?
Yes.
And your first name is William, spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Last name Pearson, spelled P-E-A-R-S-O-N.
Yeah, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, yeah.
Yes. And then for your social security number, I have 46102-5994.
Yes.
And then for your date of birth, I have March 5th, 1953.
Yes.
Okay. And then for your height and weight, I have 5'10", 175 pounds. And for your email, I have billpearson1953@gmail.com.
Yes.
And I have your phone number as 562-538-7393.
Yes.
And then you sprayed at home directly, residentially.
Yes.
And your current employer is the water department for the city of Garden Grove, and you are a water production operator. And the address I have is 11222 Acacia Parkway in Garden Grove, California, zip code 92840.
No, that wasn't right.
Okay, do you have an address?
Yes, my address in Artesia, you mean, where I live now.
Is this your employer address?
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's where City Hall is. Sometimes I get the address for the yard, but that's good enough.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed and treated at the Oncology Institute of Hope and Innovation by Omkar Marathi, roughly around February 1st, 2015?
Yes.
Okay.
2014.
2014. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. Okay, and you were diagnosed by Omkar Marathi, and his address is 3300 East South Street, Suite 304 in Long Beach, California, zip code 90805. And the phone number I have for him is 562-232-0550.
Yes, that sounds right.
And you were treated by chemotherapy and radiation. And the current address I have for you right now where you live is 11611 Artesia Boulevard in Artesia, California. Zip code 90701.
You can put east. Seems less of a problem if you put an E on it.
I don't see one with an E on it.
I know it normally doesn't, but I don't know. Sometimes they get confused. I don't know why, but it's probably okay that with that address.
Oh, I think, hold on. I might have found it.
It's next to the public storage there in Artesia. It's right on Artesia Boulevard.
Okay, so it's not coming up with the east. Can I do it without the east? Will it still be the same address?
Yes, it can. Yeah, I did it for years, and then I don't know if that was why, but I had some trouble for a while, but then it cleared up, so I don't know if that was why or not. But
all right, so once again, I want to confirm I have 11611 Artesia Boulevard in Artesia, California, zip code 90701.
Yes.
And then I have your emergency contact as your daughter that does not live with you, and her phone number is 562-441-6139.
Yes.
And her first and last name is Alicia, spelled A-L-I-C-I-A. Last name Davis, spelled D-A-V-I-S.
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Okay, you're on speakerphone.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents, okay? You just need to sign them.
Okay.
All right, did you receive the text? Actually, no, you haven't. I don't think you have yet. Let me see. I think my system's a little bit slow today.
Right.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send them to you now, okay?
Okay.
All right, you should get them in the next 10 seconds or so.
Okay. I'll wait 10 seconds and then take a look. Sounds like it came.
Okay, perfect.
Just a second here. Just a second here. Let's see, number verified.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link in the text. You're just going to have to click around with the yellow buttons. Whenever you can't click on the yellow buttons anymore, that means it needs a signature from you, okay? So just go ahead and sign and then keep clicking through. You'll have to do a couple signatures and then you'll be done.
See, I'm trying to get it to come up here. Just a sec. Let's see here.
If you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay, it says, let's see. Let me see here if I'm... Okay, DocuSign, okay. That's what it's on?
Yeah, so are you clicking through the yellow buttons?
To the what?
Are you clicking through the yellow buttons?
To the old ends?
I'm sorry, say that again?
It says sign with DocuSign retainer, A4D, are you William Pearson?
Yes, and then there should be a link. Did you click on that link?
I haven't. She had a Sakala via...
Yes.
Review document.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and review it.
Let's see if it'll come up. Review. Oh, there it is. Okay, I've got it.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and click on it. Click through the yellow buttons, and it'll prompt you to a couple signatures.
It says SMS message from Mass Torch Strategies.
Yes, so click on that link.
Okay.
William, are you having any trouble at all? Hello, William, can you hear me? Hello, William? Hello, William?